From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Home prices in 20 major cities in the U.S. have risen for a second straight month, up 1.3% in May. Adjusting for seasonal factors, the increase was 0.5%. Of the cities surveyed, only Las Vegas showed a decline in home prices. Analysts say one factor involved was the residual effect of the now-expired tax credit for first-time home buyers. David Blitzer with Standard & Poor's cautions, though, that a broader look at home prices over the past year does not indicate the housing market is in any form of sustained recovery. The executive chosen by BP to replace CEO Tony Hayward, American Robert Dudley, says his top priorities are sealing the oil well, cleaning up the spill, and restoring the Gulf of Mexico.
I hope that down the road here people will recognize this was an incredible corporate response in the United States to what has been a terrible tragedy.
Dudley on ABC's Good Morning America. BP is reporting a loss of $17 billion in the second quarter. Larry Miller reports that's a record in red ink for the firm.
The oil company also set aside more than $32 billion for costs related to the spill. That includes the $20 billion escrow compensation fund already announced. To get the cash, BP says it plans to sell assets of that amount, leaving it with a smaller exploration and production operation. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Admiral Thad Allen, who's in charge of the government's response to the oil spill, says the so-called static kill of the runaway well, in which mud and cement are injected from the top of the well, should start next Sunday.
When that cement dries, then we will go back and drill right through it again and into the pipe, and we will ascertain at that point whether or not the top or static kill had actually filled it or we need to do more. And that's when we will know absolutely that the well has been killed.
Allen says the final stages of plugging the well could take days or weeks, depending on how the static kill goes. NATO forces have recovered the body of one of two American sailors missing since last week in Afghanistan. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports searchers are still looking for the other sailor.
Military sources have still not explained how the two U.S. Navy servicemen ended up alone in Taliban-controlled Logar province, over 50 miles from their base in Kabul. U.S. military sources have not released either man's name, but the slain sailor was identified by his father to several newspapers as 30-year-old Justin McNeely. A father of two, McNeely was set to return from Afghanistan next month. Military officials say they're still searching for the other missing soldier and acknowledge that he's most likely being held by the Taliban. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
The Pentagon is reviewing the tens of thousands of classified documents posted online by a whistleblower group regarding the Afghan war. Pentagon spokesman Jeff Morrill says a probe of the leak is also underway.
We have a very robust investigation that's underway to try to determine who's responsible for breaking the law here and leaking this classified information that could endanger the lives of our forces.
Wall Street, the Dow is up 14 points. This is NPR News from Washington. President Obama is stepping up pressure on the Senate to approve legislation that would force disclosure of who's behind political campaign advertising and ban companies with more than 20% foreign ownership from funding campaign ads.
Millions of Americans are struggling to get by, and their voices shouldn't be drowned out by millions of dollars in secret special interest advertising. The American people's voices should be heard.
But Democrats need at least one Republican senator to support the measure, and so far, none has. Jailed polygamist leader Warren Jeffs finds out today whether his conviction in Utah will stand. NPR's Howard Berkus says the state Supreme Court there is scheduled to rule on Jeffs' appeal of his conviction on being an accomplice to rape.
The leader of the nation's largest polygamist group is serving two consecutive sentences of 5 years to life. Jeff's attorneys won a new trial claiming vagueness in the law and improper actions involving the jury. Jeffs is also scheduled to appear in another court to sign extradition papers filed by the state of Texas, where he faces charges of bigamy and sexual assault of a child. This is the second attempt to get Jeffs to sign. Continued refusal would trigger another hearing that could force extradition. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.
A no-hitter is in the books for Tampa Bay pitcher Matt Garza. The Rays blanked the Detroit Tigers last night. Garza says it only really hit him when he saw the last out recorded on the scoreboard.
I just looked up and said, wow. You know, then I got bombarded by all the guys, and, you know, I know they couldn't be any happier.
It is the fifth no-hitter in the major leagues this season, but the first ever for the Tampa Bay Rays. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.